Here inside the Combine with Daniel Jeremiah of NFL Network. You know, we did this about 4 years ago underneath the stairs, just talking on a radio show, on a podcast. We've moved up in the world, I suppose. But let's talk about the Texans in the draft. Sunday at the Combine, a lot of fast receivers did a lot of nice things. They have options there in the first, second round, do they not?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think for them the value is going to be they'll pass on it in the first round because there's so much depth at the position. Just hold your water. Get to that second and third round. I really believe you can find upgrades to their roster in those spots. I mean, you look at a guy like Marcus Wheaton out there from Oregon State, somebody that's not going to go in the first round. You can get a value there. Somebody it's ready to plug in and play right now. There's a handful of those guys out there. So it doesn't make as much sense unless maybe Cordarrelle Patterson were to kind of fall in your lap, who's just kind of an athletic freak. Outside of that, I think you just wait.
Wheaton's a name you brought up. Where does Quentin Patton from Louisiana Tech stack up in that pecking order?
Yeah, he's right in that mix. Yeah. I think there's a clump of guys. They were down at the Senior Bowl together. There wasn't much separating them. Patton ran solid today. I mean, he's not gonna come out here and run 4.3, but you see the short area quickness you like. I love him after the catch. I mean, if you want to have fun, if you get a chance, go watch that game against Texas A&M and see what he does to them. So, yeah, there's a lot of guys like that. Dobson from Marshall's another interesting player. Then if you want to go speed, you can get the ludicrous speed from Goodwin if you want to throw him into the mix. So there's a lot of options at receiver. You want a big guy, you can find him. You want a fast guy, you can find him. They're all over the place.
So it sounds like you don't see the Texans doing that in the first round. Obviously, things can change, and it's a fluid situation. But is front seven then where you think they look?
I think they're in a position where you can kind of look. Is there a defensive tackle or defensive lineman you feel good about, you can plug right in? Are you comfortable maybe with some of these bigger guys that could come in and kind of take over that nose role for you moving forward? Or, in my opinion, Kevin Minner from LSU, the linebacker, he would look great in that defense. You line him up back there with Cushing and let those guys run and hit. He's an interesting guy. So I think they're in a position where you look at their roster, it's not this just smack you in the face glaring need, but there's a couple different areas. If they want to go more need-based, there's players for them.
Manti Te'o said in the Saturday press conference that Texans were one of the teams he talked with. Now, that doesn't mean much, necessarily. He meets with 20 other teams, obviously, but what sort of fit would he be, and would he be a fit in the first round for the Texans?
No, I think you have to be a consideration there. I think Manti is a darn good player. Some of that's kind of got lost in the shuffle of this whole story. But, look, when I evaluated him before the national championship game, which didn't go well, I thought he was a mid-to-late first-round pick. I thought the same thing even after that game. Right. This whole scenario happened off the field. It didn't really change where I thought he was as a player. And to fit into that style of defense, yeah, I think absolutely, because he can take on blocks. But, yeah, he has enough range where he can make plays sideline to sideline. So he's a good football player. He's been very productive. People sometimes tend to forget with all this other circus going around here that the kid can play. And, yeah, for the Texans, why not?
Third round on, give me a name from the state of Texas college-wise that you like that might be a nice little player for the Texans.
Well, you look at Marcus Hunt. I mean, I don't think he's going to go in the top two rounds. I mean, he's a physical freak. He's enormous. Obviously, growing up in Estonia, not very football savvy. He's still learning. Obviously, going to help you block kicks. He's proven that at SMU. But that's somebody in the third round. You want to play that 3-4 end, put him out there with that length and what he could become as a player. You know, when you look at Wade Phillips at Dallas, when they had Chris Canty there, to me, he could kind of develop and be a player like that.
They call him the Eastern Block, Marcus Hunt. He's
an intriguing
prospect. Hey, Daniel, thanks so much for the time. Always good to talk with you, and we'll do this again sometime soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.